welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hi, everybody.
Do you want me to what's up?
No, fucking quitters over here.
Also joined by Dalton.
Howdy.
And Dakota.
Hi, everybody.
I have to copy everything he does.
No, this could be fun.
Oh, God. Okay. We're on the fourth issue of this comic book story arc, issue number 10 of the Six Guns. If you'd like to listen to our previous covers, check out our last three episodes and go back to our episodes 214 through 219 for our first volume.
I'm both impressed and worried that this is twice you haven't looked that up, and I'm not sure if those are the right numbers or not.
You'll never know, will you? Unless you go back.
I could do it right now, you but could. I've got stuff to do.
Yes, you do.
So we open up on Danny Trejo and his posse coming into whatever little town in New Orleans is. And one of the guys mentions that he can, you know, taste the foulness in the air because the guns permeate, you know, evil.
Oh, I just thought he was talking about New Orleans.
Well, that could be too. I've never been there.
Or the horse shitting, probably.
You know.
Right in front of it. But Trejo's like, well, yeah, we got to go find Sinclair. Get what we need to get from him. We go back to Becky, who is still, like, basically paralyzed from the hypnosis that Owen was, like, wowing on her. And she's crying because, you know, she's been used. And, you know, she
abused.
Yeah, and there's nothing, like, she's literally powerless to stop it. Sinclair and Gord.
So here's an interesting thing, though. And I guess it could be because he knew that she had the gun and she was kind of infatuated with him. Why didn't she take that gun? Or why didn't
he take that gun?
Oh, and touch that gun.
Can't touch it.
Can't touch the other guns either. Could have just wrapped it up in the linens and, oh, look, I'm holding it by the end of the thing.
That's a good argument.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Maybe he was hoping to get a little bit more play before, like...
Again, he's hypnotizing her, so maybe.
Yeah.
Probably.
You will bend over.
I just prefer to ask nicely, but... Anyway, so they're both like, you know, still haven't seen Becky, and yeah, but she was with that gunfighter guy. She should be safe.
Unless she isn't.
Yeah. I mean...
Drake's smarter than that.
Exactly. You know? Well, Drake has a more realistic view of the world than Gordo does.
Yeah. Gordo's been holed up in the mall for a while.
What is this, fucking Dawn of the Dead?
Maybe.
Why else would he hold up in the mall?
Like the mall or the mall?
We're a bunch of fuckers. Anyways, so we get Woodmail going back to his little shit hut. And he is pretty much FUBAR. Old Woodarm, Dryarms, is like, guess what? You failed me, fucker, but this time I'm going to take you over and turn you into a fucking vulture-looking motherfucker. Like a Spider-Man Vulture, not like the bird Vulture.
Yeah.
And while this is happening, the gun basically helps Becky break out of her hypnotic paralysis, which at least I guess Owen was a gentleman enough to throw a blanket around her so she didn't get cold in nothing but her bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
But
gentleman.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But she sees, you know, Chloe sitting over in the corner, and she's pissed. And you can tell by the look in her eyes. Sinclair is still running around looking looking for Becky, and he gets a little ghost messenger from Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry basically tells
Drake
that he had nothing to do with what Woodmail did, and that you know, he's probably going to come back looking for him, and it's not the end of, you know, people coming in trying to get the guns from him, and that...
Well, this is big because Henry was... He just wanted to be left alone. He was going to stay in his house in the middle of the swamp, do nothing. So the fact that he is here helping Drake, that's a big sign. One is a sign of trust.
But he also points out that he knows what's in the vault and what's waiting for him. And it's basically, it's not necessarily doomsday. It's the beginning or the end of the world, but the beginning of another world.
Yep.
And whoever opens the vault is the one that gets to decide how this world is shaped.
Yeah.
And while we're doing this, is that supposed to be Gord right there?
I think, no. I'm pretty sure that is Henry.
Oh, yeah. I guess you're right, because that's definitely his beard, just in the baby form.
I didn't put two and two together. I thought it was Gord.
Okay.
Yep. Well, I also didn't realize that Henry was, I don't know. I wouldn't have never seen him with I would never picture him like a gunslinger type of dude, I guess. So that's why I thought it was Gord. Was
fair enough.
You know what threw me off, too? I thought the old guy was white.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You thought Henry was white?
Yeah, I thought Henry was white. So I was like, that can't be him in the previous. So maybe.
Gotcha. No.
But then we should have known it wasn't Gord because he's got eyes.
Yeah. That too.
We go back to Owen Wilson, who's at the cemetery and looking for the guns, of course. And he comes up on
Bill John,
and he's like, wow.
Mud John.
Yeah. Wow. And he's like, I'm not going after the body, so I guess I don't have to worry about you. He cracks open one of the mausoleums. And, you know, Bill John's just chilling, you know, whatevs. What the fuck's his name? His real name?
Kirby.
is, you know, breaks up the wall. He finds this satchel with, you know, the guns in him. And Becky comes up and she's like, you motherfucker, I'm going to fuck you up, you dirty thief. And he's like, wait. She's like, oh, the gun woke you up. That's how you broke the thing. And she's like, yeah. She's like, so what? You were just using me? She's like, you know, make me some sort of puppet. And,
man's got to make a living. Yeah. Asshole.
The guy's like, basically, yeah, I mean, I, you know, I'm selling these guns for a good meal ticket here, you know? And she's like, so what? You tricked me into telling you on Drake and tricked me into bed. And he's like, man, you're such a hussy. I didn't even have to trick you for that shit. And she's like, look, I've literally got a fucking gun pointed at your head. You want to make another? Oh. But, he's like, she's like, so what, you're just going to kill Drake then to take the guns? He's like, man, I'm not killing anybody. I'm just taking the guns. They're paying me for the guns. I don't want them myself. And, you know, he's basically, yeah, you're not going to shoot me, you know. And
and he is right. He kind of pulls back.
And then he's like, well, you could always come with me, you know. Wouldn't mind having a piece of ass walk with And she's like, I don't think so. After you know, you wanted to steal me, and then you just want me for my gun. And he's like, well, I mean, two things aren't so bad, you know, going together. And while this is going on, he tries to hypnotize her again.
And she almost falls for it.
It worked the first time.
But as soon as he starts doing that, Bill John fucking chucks him across the cemetery.
Yep.
Pretty impressive.
And he's like, well, I guess I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'll take my leave. I'm peace out. And then we see Danny Trejo and
his posse.
They're priests.
Yeah.
These are the priests that they called when they got to New Orleans.
I could definitely see Danny Trejo being this part in a movie.
Hell yeah, dude. I think he was a priest in a movie, wasn't he?
Was he?
I thought.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, been in a lot of movies. Was he not? Was he in Desperado?
No.
Was he not one of Antonio Banderas' guys?
No, he's a bad guy in Desperado, wasn't he?
Dude, it's been forever. So it's been forever. Desperado.
Desperado was a movie.
Well, then there goes the podcast.
Don't worry, it's almost empty.
Yeah, thank God. but yeah, so they are there to take General Hume's body and I guess also watch over the guns.
Well, we don't find that out right here, though. All we see is him pulling his gun on Becky.
Oh, good point.
And he's like, says, you know, he's basically like, you know, we're here to retrieve the guns and the body.
Yeah, that was the next issue. My bad. That's okay. I'm a little early.
That's okay.
Anyway.
But we go back to Henry and Drake, and he's like, you know, you find yourself basically in the middle of a war. And Drake's like, I've been in wars before. And he's like, yeah, everybody that goes into war comes out changed. And he's like, but, you know, Marinette's going to come back for you. And he's like, well, I've managed this fine. He's like, yeah, but that's been through, you know, proxies. You've never actually had her coming for you herself. And we see Wood Millionette, Wood Arms, or Dry Arms, come out of the water because she's possessed his body. And all these different creatures of the night, not to be confused with
these are creatures of the night, yes.
Are basically they coming look like for it.
Zombies.
Yeah. Like, well, like, actually, yeah. They're werewolves, shapeshifters, and all that kinds of things.
See, that's why they'll get, because you only ever see them. You never see a werewolf change or vampire.
They're right here. They've got their sharp teeth and.
But
anyways, but we also see that the wood male is basically his body's bleeding out. Like yeah. it's this is being rough on his body.
Well, she literally just infused him into his body and is kind of growing out of it. Like he's fucked.
But we see that they're coming for him, regardless, and that's the end.
Of that chapter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that issue.
Yeah. There we go.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this six-gun story.